out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday, the 15th of February, 2018. You're listening to me, Sven Longshanks. As it's Thursday, we have Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson with us. Matt, how are you doing today?
Better than normal. Thank you, Sven.
That's good to hear, because I know you've got a bit of a troubling subject that you want to talk about today. I know that it's quite close to your heart. It's something that seems to be happening all too often, that young nationalists are being ostracized and slandered by the very people that should be standing up for freedom of speech, by the teachers in the universities and the people that run these universities. They seem to be the main ones responsible for encouraging this. But it seems to me there's a young lad that you know personally has been slandered like this and attacked like this. And it also happens to be in a university that I believe you went to, Matt. So I'm sure listeners would like to hear the details of this and just what's been going on. So why don't you start at the beginning with it?
Well, you know, it could be any one of us. And in fact, it was me. I went through the same thing many years ago. This is at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. I got two fellowships to get my PhD there. And I was there from 95 to 99. I also taught there. I got the Parents Association Teaching Award there in 1998. And I was pretty outspoken. I was kind of like Sam Francis, Joe Sobern type back then. I muted some of the Jewish stuff. That would have just been stupid. My dissertation advisor was Jewish. So, but everything else, you know, I was pretty open about. But Dan Cleave is a biologist, a student, young student at the University of Nebraska. And I'm actually still foggy about how they came to know, allegedly, that he was a member of National Vanguard. There was a grainy picture of him, part of the fighting at Charlottesville. I don't think it's him. And it claims that this was the same group that ran into the girl, and you know, this is a killer organization. And it turns out he's not a member. But this broke in the campus newspaper, the Daily Nebraskan. And what's happened is nothing short of mind-boggling. There's now three or four student organizations that have been formed to get him off campus. There's been numerous student protests. The basketball team, Division I basketball team, has come out and condemned him, even wearing T-shirts about this at their last game. The administration is really in a bad position. They've been defending him on First Amendment grounds, but even that's starting to crumble. The alumni have been demanding his ouster. Newsweek has picked up the story. Time has picked up the story. The New York Times has picked up the story. And this man hasn't done anything. He's not really political, certainly not on campus, not in that field. He denies being a member of National Vanguard, as if that in and of itself was an issue. And it's been such overkill. He hasn't been on campus in several weeks. I speak to him on a regular basis. I try to keep him grounded. And he tells me more recently that the university is starting to cave. As far as I know, there's been no violence, but, you know, these groups, you know, Antifa's involved. I'm sure he's getting death threats every 10 minutes or so. And the kicker was when some Jewish journalist wrote into the Daily Nebraskan and says, I can't come on campus anymore because I'm afraid of the climate. I'm afraid that I'm going to be killed if I get on campus. And In fact, it's so bad and so ridiculous that I think he's doing it to elicit threatening responses that he can then blame on this poor kid. Now, what happened to me when I was at the University of Hartford, this is pre-internet, and it almost killed me. It eventually blew over, but my divorce and that were the two hardest things I've ever been through in my life. Because these people, you know that they want to kill you, and they know, they don't even know you. And if they did, no one would care. So you are completely alone. But I want to tell our listeners, it's okay to contact the university defending him, but don't you dare say anything nasty or threatening. They're going to blame it on him, and you're going to destroy his case. They're dying for someone to write in something, you know, vicious. You can support him all you want. The Lincoln Journal Star would be a place. I mean, any place that could, you know. I'm a doctoral alumni, so I've written everyone in the city that could possibly matter. I have a letter defending him and really just poking fun at Zach Makran, is the Jewish kid who wrote this. He was a sports writer for the Daily Nebraskan. And I said, you know, the level of neurosis you have to be suffering from to believe that, you know, it's like a column of Panzer tanks have shown up on campus. I mean, that's been his reaction. It is such overkill. And this kid is completely harmless. They're torturing the poor guy. They want him now to take classes online, which I don't know how you can do if you're a biologist. You need to be at labs and things. I don't know if this semester is pretty much dead for him now because he hasn't been on campus in a while. There's professors who won't take him, won't grade him. And this could be any one of us. This is what it was me. Other kid. I mean, this could be any one of us if we're in college, at a big company or something like that. This could be any one of us. And I'm telling you, there's very few things that cause as much pain as having this happen to you, running their close up pictures in the newspaper and everything else, and people calling for your death. And they don't even know if this guy is an actual member or not, or even if he was, what kind of a guy he is.
Well, it's targeted harassment. I find it is particularly sickening that the university goes along with the what was it, the football team or the baseball team, all wearing jerseys saying that they're against him. What was it that these jerseys said? What did you say it was again?
Last week it was the basketball team, and the big slogan now, everyone on campus is wearing black T-shirts that say "Hate won't win," which is exclusively about that campaign was started by the university in response to this kid being on campus.
Who hasn't expressed any hate. He hasn't expressed any hate, has he? He hasn't said anything on campus, and he's not even studying politics. He's studying biology. What his political views are should have nothing whatsoever to do with the way that he's treated at university. If we're supposed to have equality, which we know we don't have, and no prejudice against people and no bullying and no discrimination, then he should be allowed to hold whatever personal views he likes, and he shouldn't be challenged on them because they're not even a part of the course that he's doing. I'm amazed that this could happen at a university that you've been through, Matt, and to think that they had you back teaching there, you would think that they would have learnt a little bit about this and learnt about the way that it affects people, this kind of bullying, and how wrong they were to be doing that in your case. You know, if they took you on as a teacher, surely they must have thought, well, it was wrong the way that we treated Dr. Johnson. Otherwise, they would never have brought you back in as a teacher, would they?
Yeah, I mean, I taught there for 3 years. I got an award there. Last year, on the Omaha campus, a female conservative, I can't think of her name off the top of my head, got yelled at and in fact flipped off by Courtney Lawton was the teacher, actually a grad student teacher, and the student was Caitlin Mullen. And Caitlin was, you know, a conservative, you know, mainline type. And Courtney was the student instructor and, you know, called her a fascist, gave her the middle finger. I don't know if it was in front of students or not, but Courtney was fired. And the university said, you cannot create I don't care what their ideology is, You can't create a hostile environment for these people. So when I wrote the university, I said, have you forgotten this case? You fired a student teacher for calling a conservative female a neo-fascist and giving her the finger. Have you forgotten about this? And you don't even know what Dan's views even are. He denies being a member of the organization. There's a few, he's made a few videos on YouTube talking about this, which of course have been mocked constantly in the local press. He says, I'm not even a member. You guys just discovered this organization 2 days ago and you're automatically an expert on this. So you have precedent on that campus for, you know, defending conservative students. You can't do this to anybody based on their ideological point of view. That was the bottom line of all this. And now we have this situation. That was only last November.
Well, this is being organized, isn't it? I mean, the hate is being organized on the part of the university sending out the basketball team in these jerseys. That's what really troubles me. I mean, it's one thing if there are individuals that disagree with him, that make their views known that they disagree with him, and you would expect the university to say, well, this is not on. You don't speak to the newspapers about people that you don't like at university. I mean, that's just atrocious. But for the university to say, well, it's, yeah, sure, that's fine. All of you go out wearing T-shirts targeting this one other student for his political views. And if you put that on the other foot, it's like targeting a particular student for being black. You know, anybody that did that would be locked up and in prison. And yet it seems to be perfectly fine for the university to condone the basketball team doing this. And what he says in his videos, that's his private views. And I'm sure if he would be able to stand up for those views, that's why we have these views, is because we've come to the conclusion that they are correct and truthful, and we can stand our ground when we're challenged on them. And if we didn't believe in them, we wouldn't put up, we wouldn't speak about them, we wouldn't uphold those views, because we go through so much grief in our personal lives and in our private lives for doing that. And he is in the one place where freedom of thought is supposed to be held sacrosanct. And yet here we have the university encouraging this. I don't understand that, how they can just allow organized targeted harassment of a student for his political views, especially not in view of the fact that you were there and you taught there. I mean, did it get that bad when you were there, Matt? Was there targeted harassment of you? Did the university allow groups to create specific slogans intended to intimidate you? Did they go along with all of that when you were there?
Well, let's be clear. You know, when I was a lecturer there, I didn't have my PhD yet, so I wasn't a professor. I was just a lecturer at the time. I was strictly objective with everything. All the best professors are, you know, where you're giving these political views, you know, it was political science most of the time. And I was very objective about it. So I never got accused of it on campus. But in private, in the department, yeah, I talked about it all the time. Because I was friends with everybody. First, you know, everyone liked me. So I wasn't seen as a threat. I was one time sent to the diversity office by the grad chair, Elizabeth Tice Morse was her name, sent me there. And the woman there lasted about an hour with me. And so that was just, you know, harassment. There was no particular reason for it. Professor Dave Forsythe was the chairman at the time. He tried to get my funding cut for this and was defeated. In a meeting that he called in the middle of the night. And that guy, by the way, is one of the deans of the human rights and free speech your publications are all based on that. That's his area of specialization, ironically enough. And he was defeated there because my grad chair he wasn't going to tolerate it. He was Jewish, by the way. He's not there anymore. So no, there was nothing like that at all. That what I just told you right there was the height of it. And I do believe that my personality was such that no one saw me as a threat. Again, I was like, you know, Joe Sobran, you know, kind of guy, Patrick Cannon. I talked about how, you know, I was with him in 1992 in the New Hampshire primary, all that stuff. So I wasn't shy about it. I even went to a few demonstrations in Lincoln. In 1996, I went to the straw poll at the Iowa caucus for Buchanan and made no bones about that either. So no, there was nothing like this. nothing like this at all. And the first university sponsored thing was when they had the basketball team wear those t-shirts. Now I spoke to him yesterday. Now they have sponsored a candlelight vigil, for the university, university sponsored candlelight vigil to get him off campus. Legally, they can't get rid of him on these grounds. So what's been going on is every day there's a new newspaper article or letter to the editor that says, yeah, he tried to punch me once in the bathroom. He tried to sell me drugs. He called me some name, whatever it is. None of these are true. But all of a sudden, all these people are coming forward. And because there's no truth to it, they haven't stuck. But there's one Hispanic girl that said, yeah, he called me a slur one time. You know, he's from Nebraska, so it was like in high school. And so now he's being called a violent, he's called these Hispanics, you know, name. And so they're spreading these rumors. None of this is true. He's not really a political guy. And he, like you say, he's a biologist. I was in political science and philosophy. This is all I did. And, you know, they don't know this guy. Like they, you know, they knew me well enough and I was nice about it, but this guy hasn't said anything on campus. They've said no. This comes from one blurry picture from Charlottesville. So this is very, very weak. And obviously the purpose is intimidation.
Right, and targeted harassment. And the newspaper or the site that you linked to me, they were bragging about this harassment and this intimidation. And they were saying how wonderful it is that the guy was being affected by it and that it was getting him down. And it was upsetting him that everywhere he went, there were all these "We hate Daniel" signs, which was what they mean. I mean, they're not openly saying "We hate Daniel," but "Down with hate" and candlelit vigils and all the rest directed at him. And you normally have a candlelit vigil when somebody's died. And what's the point of that? Is that a threat to his life that they're going to kill him if he doesn't leave or something? Is that the point of the candlelit vigil, do you think?
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind. At this stage, they've done pretty much everything that you can do other than murder him to get him off campus. Because they can't legally get rid of someone based on ideology, and they already have a precedent of protecting right-wing students that's done nothing wrong. The only thing that they could do now is permit student organizations to function in such a way that he simply can't come on campus. Can you imagine the kid's first day back on campus in class? He's on front page of the Lincoln Journal Star. All these closed up pictures, so you know what he looks like. They've gone out of their way to make, and the kid's tough as nails because he's, you know, he says, you know, I'm making it, I'm going to do it. You know, they're not going to scare me, whatever. He took it a lot better than I did. That's for sure. I was a wreck. And he's getting support. You know, he has my support and other people have written the university, saying that this is outrageous. This guy is as apolitical as you can get. He's not in a field that he would even be talking about politics. But you can't tell him to take classes online when he's in biology. That's not possible. And the university is really in a bad position.
Well, yeah, I think really the university should be sued for allowing this to happen, and the newspapers. And all they can come up with, it's underneath the headline. The first thing it says is he admits that he could be violent, or if he wanted to be violent, he could be violent. And that's the worst that they've actually got that he said. And then they just accuse him of being a white supremacist, a neo-Nazi, a supporter of abhorrent views, all the usual swear words, basically, is what they are. They're just calling him names. That's all they've got. He hasn't actually done anything. And then they've got people saying, oh, I'm too frightened to go on campus. Oh, he might get violent. Oh, I'm frightened he might do this. There's no actual evidence of him ever carrying out any targeted violence against anyone. And yet the whole university and the students' organizations have been allowed to target this one individual. And honestly, Matt, I mean, how can a students association at a university be allowed to target specifically one of the students at that university? I mean, we know they don't like rich people. Are they allowed to target the sons of wealthy businessmen when they go to universities because they don't like the fact that their father has lots of money? No, they couldn't. They couldn't target somebody for anything like that. And if anybody did, the news media would be holding up the student association and saying how wrong they are. And this is so such blatant hypocrisy on behalf of the university that I'm sure there must be some kind of legal mechanism that could be used to sue the university for allowing this to go on. Surely you can't allow students' associations to target, harass, and intimidate one of the other students. I mean, that is bullying. Are we supposed to be supporting anti-bullying campaigns? Wasn't there a huge anti-bullying campaign a while back? Or does that only apply to homosexuals? It doesn't apply to conservative-minded people, white conservative-minded people. Does it just apply to homosexuals, this anti-bullying campaign we had the other year? You know, I would suggest that he looks into that and looks into the whatever the university's policy is as regards bullying and just put that in motion. Even if he doesn't get anything from it, it will cause people to think, hang on a minute, is that what's going on here? Because I bet if some of those people realise that what they're actually doing is bullying this young lad just for having a different viewpoint, then they might think differently. And that might be one way to do it, is look up the legislation they have for bullying and start putting that into process. Do you think that might be an idea, Matt?
Oh, absolutely. The university's policy on this stuff is extremely strict. This is a state school, one of the biggest state schools in America, believe it or not. It's extremely strict. And I've written, of all the people I've written now over there, and my word does carry weight over there, I've said now the university administration is in a lot of trouble because now they've sponsored this. It's not just a matter of them letting it happen. They've sponsored at least one rally. And, of course, the university basketball team is part of the university. So now this is official. This is a state institution. You know, they do have a certain autonomy, but it's still a state institution getting state and federal money, deliberately targeting this kid for a political views he may or may not have, and a political organization he doesn't claim to even be a member of, based on some vague belief that he is a Nazi, that he believes that the Third Reich or the Fourth Reich should be in Lincoln, Nebraska, which is what they're accusing him of. The university is in a terrible position because they are now very vulnerable. Initially, the university said, no, I'm sorry, we're not going to expel this kid. He's done nothing wrong. The First Amendment protects him. And I wrote them and I said, you know, it's pretty bad when the First Amendment actually has to be mentioned on a university campus. Like, that's a big deal. I said, believe it or not, the First Amendment can defend other people other than pornographers, which the faculty at the university might be surprised to learn. But now the university is involved in this and is financing it and has backed it. The mental trauma that he's suffering, that they are very vulnerable to a lawsuit. And that's the only good news that comes out of this, I think.
Has he paid for his tuition there, or did you get that for free over there?
Well, because he's a Nebraskan, he gets it very inexpensively. I don't know if he has a scholarship or what. You couldn't step foot on campus without being paid up. So
this is a service that he has paid for, and then instead of being given the service or the contract being honoured, he's being targeted and harassed and bullied. Isn't it a bit like going into a restaurant and ordering something to eat and then the waiter and the landlord all hurling abuse at you and saying, well, we've got your money and now we're not going to teach you. Now we're not going to feed you. Isn't it a bit like that? I mean, he's paid his money.
Well, even worse, because it's more like, you know, turning all the other patrons against you too while you're there.
Well, surely he'd be able to go for contract law as well. You know, he's paid up for his studies. He's paid his money to be taught, and he's not being able to learn because the people that should be teaching him are organizing gangs to harass him and intimidate him.
And this is why, if you write the university, you cannot say anything that could even remotely sound like a threat. Because what the university is trying to do now is make it seem like he's violent. Because if he is, they're not as vulnerable to a lawsuit. But the kid is as peaceful as they come. This hit him like a ton of bricks. This hit him totally out of the blue. It's clearly a post-Charlottesville matter that everything has changed now because of that. I think it would have been unthinkable when I was there. Remember, I was there from 95 to 99. It was a very different time. And this kid has made no statements ideologically on campus that anyone knows. He was an excellent student. He's as harmless as they come. Now you have the sports writer saying, I won't come back on campus until he's gone. And he's not the only one who's saying that, because they fear that he's going to be killed if he gets on campus. These guys.
It's all of them that should be removed. It's all of those who should be removed that are intimidating him and trying to blackmail him like this. And he hasn't said anything. I'm going to do this if the blacks don't leave the university, or if the Jews don't leave the university. He hasn't said anything like that. That's all being said against him and targeted against him. It's all the opposite of the way that we're taught that it is. But one thing I would be concerned about, Matt, is, I mean, you're saying nobody write in there and make any threats or whatever. I don't think any of us would. But I would be worried that some Jews might pretend to be white supremacists and then write in there making threats. Or Negroes, because we've had that before. I mean, that's quite a common thing, isn't it? I mean, you talk about the, hey, Rabbi, what you're doing, and the hate crime hoaxes that we see that are carried out by Negroes and Jews. I mean, it would only take a few of them to write in and make threats pretending to be white, quote-unquote, supremists.
I'm sure that's already happened. If you go to the Daily Nebraskan, the responses to Zach Makran's article saying he won't come back on campus again, they're overwhelmingly in favor of him, which says to me that, first of all, these aren't students, and that these are being written by the staff of the paper themselves. I've heard, and I've written them more than once. I've received nothing in return yet. I haven't heard a thing actually from anyone that I've written there. So this is being tightly controlled, and they're trying to find, they've gone through his record, trying to find some conviction, something, which of course they failed to do. They're doing everything in their power to justify this, that he's committed some kind of a crime. And I think all they have now is if someone writes in and says, yes, I'm a member of National Vanguard, he's my best friend, and he's going to kill you unless you back off. I'm sure it's already happened, but that's what they're going to need. But even then, they're still vulnerable. It's really, university has been, even though they sponsored this, they're now in a terrible position, and they're going to have to pay for this. But the more important thing is that non-PC students at every state university in America are now terrified, which is the point of it. They're terrified, and we can't say anything in class. We don't know what's going to happen, because this could be any one of us, and professors as well, who may agree with this kind of thing. It's going to destroy any kind of real debate on campus, to the extent that it existed at all.
Well, what is it that the other students are so frightened of then? What do they think it is that he's going to do? And he showed no signs of violence. He's made no threats. As far as I'm aware, he hasn't used any racial slurs even. What is it they're frightened of him doing? What do they think he's going to do? Somebody with conservative views on campus. Well, what is the threat? What kind of a threat do you think they think that poses, Matt?
Well, I've read some of these letters that have come in from people who know him, saying that, yeah, he threatened to beat me up or something like that. And now that's taken as fact. He doesn't even know these people. It's all fake news. And they're written like lies. He says, I don't even know who these people are, which shouldn't surprise you at all. And especially, I'm sure the university itself is writing these. I mean, if you're a student on campus, and you're a right winger and you're doing damage to the university's ideological background, all they have to do is get some member of the lesbian student union to say that he touched me in the bathroom or something, and you're finished. And so that's how easy it would be. So that's who I think all these people are. They're just, you know, any leftist on campus would be more than happy to say that he did something. You know, if on every campus in America, a female, it shows you how dominant the female is in America right now. You can ask, if your class ends after dark, you can ask for an escort, and the university has to have a security officer walk you home. That's how fanatical they are when it comes to the women. And it's at every one of these security centers on campus. There's a little tiny kiosk, has a button on it. That they were first built when I was in college. That's how obsessed they are. But with this guy, and so now what they're trying to do is trying to get something. And that's what really, it scares me. It should scare everyone on campus right now. And that's the point.
It's an open season on him, really, isn't it? It's like they've got all these things about anti-bullying and protecting women, but if they find somebody with conservative views, that's it. They'll identify them and say to everyone, right, do whatever you like. All the rules that we have, we can throw all of them out the window. Go and bully this guy over here. Go and target this guy here for harassment because we don't like his politics. You know, if somebody told me 10 years ago that's the way things were going to be today, I wouldn't have believed them, Matt. I really wouldn't.
And this is the same university that fired a student teacher that gave the finger and said nasty things to a conservative student. But of course, they were both female. And I'm sure that's quite relevant.
Well, it's the same university that you went to and that employed you as a teacher.
I mean, that's exactly right. I got a teaching award when I was there.
You want to take photos of that and send them. I can't believe they've been so disrespectful as to not even reply to your communications either.
Well, I'm going to see if anything has been mentioned of me. It probably isn't, but I want to check. As soon as we're done here, I want to check and see. So far, there's nothing, but it really does surprise me, though, because I do matter there. And, well, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe they've only had it for a couple of days now. We'll see what happens.
Okay. And the way that people can help is to write to the university and point out the hypocrisy and not send any threats. Do you think it's worth writing to the media as well, the Nebraska newspaper, or just the university?
Well, yeah, the Daily Nebraskan is the campus paper. The Lincoln Journal Star is the local paper. Remember, Lincoln is the capital, not Omaha. And that's really what he requires right now, just support and that he knows there are people backing him. To keep it simple, keep it short. Say this is outrageous, you're destroying debate on campus, and that's really it.
Okay, well, thanks for coming on, Matt, and hopefully those of us that are good at writing will take you up on that and write in. I'll be back tomorrow with Florian Geyer. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. God bless, and hail victory.